To join us in these moments that we have to intercede, to bridge the gap between what is and what ought to be. And we can be assured that God is listening to our prayers, our requests, our intercessions. So let us go to prayer. Let us enter His throne room. Father, we come to you today. You are our Father, and you're Father not just in name, but you're Father because you're our Creator. You created us. So we come to you on this brand new day that you've given to us. We are so thankful for it. Who are we? We do not deserve it. Yet, your love and your mercy is extended to us. We see that in your word, and we know that you are a keeper of the word and your promises. You fulfilled every single one of them. So today we accept your invitation, and we are coming into your presence with boldness, knowing that we can be struck dead from your awesome power. But we also know that we are welcome. So that is the basis for our boldness today, Father. And we come not in our own name, but we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who suffered, died, and was resurrected in power to give us this access so that we are seated by Christ Jesus in the heavenlies. We have been given authority. We have been given place. We have been given standing. So it's out of those wonderful realities and truths that we come into your presence today. And Father, we ask you to just wash us and cleanse us, make us whole. Separate us from our sins, our iniquities, our trespasses. Separate us from them. And the only way that that can occur is because you're applying the blood of Jesus Christ upon our lives to remove all stains, all errors, all spots, all wrinkles. You're receiving us as though you receive your own Son. In the same manner, same fashion, You look upon us, and because of your cleansing power, your power to forgive, your power to keep your word, that you've seen us as righteous as he is. You've seen us under his covering. He's our high priest. He's our captain. And we thank you today. Father, we ask you to, even as you look upon our earth and our nation, this nation, and the decisions and the circumstances that surround it right now, that the men that have, and women that have leadership, you will move upon their hearts mightily, so that children in this nation, children on the earth, will not suffer from the consequences of bad decisions. We pray that these decisions that are being made and deliberated and talked about be such that they reflect your glory, your mercy, your grace, your love. They reflect that. Help these imperfect individuals, humans, by your Spirit today, allow your Holy Spirit to hover over that which is without form and void, and where darkness is upon the face of the deep, even now, to bring about light. Light. Light that would illuminate and penetrate the lives of so many people, beginning with the leaders. Light that would penetrate this nation, penetrate the earth. We come against and stand against the strategies, plans, plots, devices of darkness, of the enemy. We stand against it in the authority that you've given us. We stand against it right now. Every device, every design of darkness to cause suffering and to cause pain, to cause loss of hope, to cause anxiety, to cause stress. In the name of Jesus, we stand against that. And Father, we love you. We need you because we know you're near. We will be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, combined with thanksgiving, we will let our requests be made known to you. And as we do so, we know your supernatural and wonderful peace that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds through Jesus Christ. Friend, if you're under the sound of our voice, we pray that you would embrace that prayer for yourself, for your particular situation and circumstances, knowing that the God that we have prayed to was and is before this day and every day was. He is all powerful, almighty. So wrap your spirit and your heart around those prayers, because they went right to the third heaven, right before God, right into his throne room before him. And he has entertained and welcome those prayer requests, those intercessions. Amen. Well, once again, welcome to you for joining us. We thank you for joining us on this day. It's Tuesday, the 15th of October. Now, I have lines. All of our lines are open, and we ask that you would voice a prayer request or a praise report as you're led by the Lord. Let's time effectively and powerfully. It's a grace period for us that we've been given this time. If you need healing, need strength. You need peace. You need even salvation. You just feel the need to come closer to the Lord and be saved if you're not. Well, today is the day of salvation, and you can claim it as your day of salvation in the name of Jesus. So the lines are open.
Good morning, Pastor, and to all the saints. This is Denise. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sister
Good
Denise.
Morning.
How are
you? I'm blessed. I'm awfully favored, divinely empowered, and blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm giving a praise
Welcome.
Report this morning to inform
yes.
all the prayer partners and the intercessors that I had my surgery yesterday, and everything came out well. Praise God.
You're alive, and you're here with us. Praise
you.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
So, Lord, just continue to pray my strength. You know, my left leg is still kind of weak, but all is well enough. And I know that God has everything in control.
Yes,
Amen.
yes. We're trusting Him right along with you, and we thank Him for bringing you through that successfully. And that's a healing right there. And now your leg will be recovering from the procedure and becoming stronger every single
yes.
day. Every
yes.
single day.
Praise
Just put
God.
Your
yes.
hand... Put your hand, your right hand, right now, laid over your knee. I'm sure you're mm-hmm. bandaged up a little bit and all of that, but just put your hand, your right hand, it must be your right hand, over your knee,
yes.
and we're going to just agree with God. God is already at work on that issue, and we're just agreeing with Him. He wants us to do that. And His power will be continued to be released. His power, His healing power, His power to restore, to strengthen in a mighty, mighty way. Father, we thank You right now, even as we lay our hands through and with Denise's hands right now. We thank You for healing. We thank You for the doctors, the nurses, the facilities, all of those that had to do with her case, how You quickened them and how You showed them and reminded them of the procedures, of the right procedures that would bring about healing. Now, Father, we continue to trust and to believe You, and we speak to that joint. We speak to every tissue. We speak to every cell, commanding those members to function just as You had designed them, just as You had designed them, and they're to function in health, in wellness, continued healing, recovery, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank You for bringing her through successfully in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord, that she has no fear, no anxiety, and no stress about it, because she is relying completely on Your power to heal, deliver, restore in a mighty, mighty way, so that this joint will function even better than it did originally, because Your hand of healing is upon it. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless Denise, meeting all of her needs in the name of Jesus. Cause favor to go ahead of her for every situation, so that all her needs and the needs of her children are met in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that prayer, that praise report. Oh, that just thrills our heart. Thank you. Thank you so much. Our God is not only real, He's awesome. He's totally, totally awesome. Thank you for allowing us in on that praise report, because God is able. And anyone listening, if you have a need for prayer, physical healing and restoration, please adopt that prayer for yourself, because he is a healer. Amen and amen. Well, anyone else has a praise report or a prayer request? We're here,
Pastor,
for that.
I have a prayer request. I have a prayer request for a young lady who I'm quite sure some of the members are, they know her, Adriana, and I have her daughter, her youngest daughter, and she has to be evaluated mentally to see if she's capable of raising the second child. So, I'm asking for prayer that God would just strengthen her mentally, physically, spiritually, and also financially, that she may be able to raise the child according to the will of the Lord.
Okay, thank you for that prayer request.
That she will come out, and that, you know, when she do the evaluation, that everything will come out fine.
I'm going to make an assumption, and tell me if I'm incorrect. She's unsaved. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to start there. We're going to start there because one of the strategies, one of the devices of the adversary is to cause dysfunction at the level of the mind. That is to
warp. Excuse me for cutting you off. Now, her salvation, I really can't question that, because of the fact that, yes, she has been coming to the tabernacle. You know, she's been having prayer, and she has been up to the altar to give her heart to the Lord.
Okay.
So, right. I, in that area.
Okay. Well,
I truly believe
she's... Okay. We'll accept that. We will not question that. Okay, that's a good place for her to be. Well, that means she has entitlements, she has authority, and she has access to mind renewal. In other words, she can have, the Holy Spirit is willing to create a whole new way of thinking in her, and that will help. So,
yes,
if you are able to contact, and I suspect that you do, speak with her at any point, just instruct her to speak in authority and to speak out of a sound mind, because she has not been given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and a sound mind. And the area of mental capacity is one that is, that's ground that Satan goes to and tries to challenge and to find cover. And he's doing that with so many people in our community, people who have been made and created by God functionally, being able to think properly, wonderful spirits they are, but Satan wants to distort their thinking and also to speak mental illness into their lives. And sometimes he uses their own mouths, because of the way they speak, that gives him ground.
Yeah.
So tell her to begin to praise and thank God. Praise him.
Yeah.
Praise him. Praise him. Thank him for herself, who she is, her being. Begin there. Thank him for her circumstances, in her circumstances, and thank him for her children. And all of those, and God will have mercy, and grace, and he will restore, redeem, correct, bring into functioning everything that is out of alignment with him. Father, we thank you for this assembly that we are part of right this moment. The power, the authority that you have invested in us, that we can stand in the gap for anyone who needs your help and your mercy, your grace and your favor. Father, right now, we ask that your grace and your mercy would touch Adriana right now. She would see a great light, and would be drawn by that light because it's your light. It's your divine and awesome light shining into her life, illuminating her entire being so that the devices of the enemy wither and disappear in the name of Jesus, and that there's order and structure that comes and is installed supernaturally into her life right now. Father, you've given to us the authority to remit and to retain sins. Father, now we loose her from all that has caused her to be bound in the name of Jesus. We release newness of life into her life right now in the name of Jesus, such that she has authority. She is awakened to the authority that you've given to her, so that she becomes totally functional as a spirit created in you, as a person placed on the earth, and a whole person, a person without mental and psychological flaws, but a person whose mind is being renewed even now for your honor and for your great glory in the earth. And that even her language, her speech, would be transformed to one of praise, one of thanks, so that you can stream the benefits of heaven into her life. Father, we stand and remove and command the removal of every blockage in the channel of communications between herself and you, you and herself, in the name of Jesus. So today, Father, we speak healing, healing in the name of Jesus. A sound mind in the name of Jesus. A sound mind so that they will discover wholeness as she's evaluated. They will discover healing as she's evaluated, so that she can be the mother that you've made her to be. You've given her two wonderful children, and their well-being also depends on her well-being, her prayers, and her desires. Thank you for helping her, for meeting her need, for bringing assistance to her. And Father, we open the door to the greatness of spirit that you intended for her and for her children, that they would be, in spite of the circumstances that have existed, that they would be mighty in the earth. Mighty in the earth. In the name of Jesus, we call this done. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I feel my own faith fired up, ignited in a mighty way. Thank you for blessing us and sharing with us that situation that now God has been invited into in a mighty way, and behold, he comes in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're on a roll here, prayer requests wise. Let us continue, or praise report. Is there a praise report or a prayer request? I think we ought to jump on it while we can. And while you're considering that, I want to thank God for, again, for this day, for Aaron and Diana. I'm sorry, Diane. And they may be even listening. Thank God for them and what he's doing in their lives. He's surely present. He's providing for them mightily. All their needs are met in him, beginning with healing for Aaron, strength for Aaron. Yes, even on this day, Tuesday, October 15th, strength to every part of his body, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Strength for Diane, continued grace and mercy. And Father, remove all anxiety and stress from their atmosphere right now, restoring the depths of the atmosphere that you've installed around them, and it's full of grace, mercy, and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We also remember some others. We remember Michelle Lewis, who is also recovering, being healed in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her body right now in Jesus' name. Let your peace at every level, from the level of the cell, be sensed in Jesus' name. Meet all of her needs. Remove every anxiety, every cause for stress. Remove that. Let her faith soar on this day, Tuesday, October 15th. Newness of life, strength in you, in Jesus' name. We pray for Etta Bullock. We also pray her strength right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her body. She loves you, trusts you. Today, the mercies that you have for her are brand new. And we welcome them and thank you for them, Lord. Let joy and peace and a song reverberate in her heart on this day. Praise and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We think of some new converts. We think of Tammy.
Yes.
Tammy, God bless you today. God strengthen you. Receive the fresh new mercies that's available to you in the name of Jesus. Because today is Tuesday. It's different from yesterday. And tomorrow is not here. What's with today? New mercies. Brand new for you. And we agree with you and stand against every anxiety, every cause for stress in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, here's what the Word of God says. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Imagine that. Imagine that. There's a peace that's available to you now. Lay hold of it, friends. Lay hold of it. It passes all understanding, meaning you can't figure it out and don't try to. All we need to know that it is where it came from. It came from our Father in heaven who loves us dearly. May God bless you on today. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for not only joining us, but being present with us in prayer, in agreement, in a mighty, mighty way. And we thank you. God is answering prayers.
Yes, he is.
We're sensing it. He's answering prayers. And we thank him.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We
thank you,
Lord. Just lay it all at his feet. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you today. Mightily. Look forward to being again. Amen.
Thank you.